सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्य मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा। Chapter 2, Shloka number 31.
Swadharma mapi chavekshyam
Navikampitumarhasi Dharmyadhi yuddha shreyonyat
Kshatriyasya na vidyate
In this second chapter, Lord Krishna trying to convince Arjuna to fight in that battlefield. In the process of convincing Arjuna, Lord Krishna gives different reasons why you have to fight. Hey Arjuna, this is your Swadharma, you have to fight. From Atma standpoint, if you see, Atma will never die. Atma is free from birth and death. Therefore, you need not grieve upon that which is not having death. That is our original real nature. Really speaking, Atma is your original nature. There is no death but Atma. This is called Tatvika Drishti. Tatvika ante Atma Drishti. From philosophical angle, if you see also, you need not worry, you need not grieve for the death of Bhishma and Drona, because originally Bhishma and Drona are Atma alone. This is the first reason he has given. Second reason he has given is Abhyupetyavada, suppositional argument. What do you mean by suppositional argument? Even suppose it has got death, Jivatma dies. Suppose, let us think, Jivatma dies. Whatever is born has to die. Accept the fact. That is suppositional argument. Whatever has birth, it has to die in this creation. It is the law. You cannot change. Therefore, better accept that whatever is born has to die. That is suppositional argument. Abhyupetyavada. Now third reason he is giving in this 31st shloka. From the ethical angle also, moral angle or ethical angle or dharmika drishtya also. Swadharma mapi cha aveksha. Swadharma mapi cha aveksha. If you see from the Swadharma standpoint also, third reason. If you see from the Swadharma standpoint also, you have to fight in the battlefield. Na vikampitum arhasi. You should not waver to fulfill your duty. You need not waver, you need not be disturbed, you need not worry about whether to fight in the battlefield, whether to fight with these people or not. You need not have any wavering mind, because it is your swadharma, your own duty. You are a kshatriya, you are a warrior, you are a valorous person. Therefore, you need not think from ethical angle also, you need not go away from the battlefield. क्षत्रियस्य च अन्यत् श्रेयः धर्म्यात् युद्धात् न विद्यते न पर्यक्षत्रिया क्षत्रियस्य च मीन्स् पर्यक्षत्रिया द वन् हू इस् बोर्न् इन् ए क्षत्रिया फेमिलि वन् हू इस् बोर्न् एस् ए किङ्ग् प्रिन्स्लि फेमिलि राजास् फेमिलि फर् ए किङ्ग् dying in the battlefield, no? The death in the battlefield is shreyas. Either do or die, you know? Either fight, you win the war. If you die also, equally you get swargam, no? Chullapuralipo. So, dharmyat yuddhat. Dharmyat, no? Than righteous war. Dharmat anapetam dharmyam. Which is in keeping with dharma. Dharmyat, which is in keeping with dharma. This Kurukshetra Yuddha is in keeping with dharma. This Kurukshetra Yuddha, what I have come here to drive your chariot, this is not Adharma Yuddha, this is Dharma Yuddha. So other than this, there is no Shreyas. This is the best place for you to get Shreyas. This battle will help you as a Moksha Sadhanam Manatham. Shreyaha means what? This fighting, in this battlefield, your fighting will help you as a Moksha Sadhanam. That is the meaning. Generally people will misunderstand. Lord Krishna always encouraging Arjuna in violence method, fighting method. People misunderstand. That's why they don't like even Krishna. Why is always inspiring Arjuna to fight, fight, fight? Violence is increasing, no? He is encouraging violence. So for such a people, these are the slokas they have to understand properly. Whoever misunderstand, misplaced non-violence is always dangerous. You should not use non-violence everywhere. Where to use non-violence, there is a dharma sukshma. All this will clear that. No? These slokas are meant to understand what is dharma. It says, dharmya yuddhat, other than this righteous war, Shreyaha na vidyate, there is no other best thing, there is no other moksha sadhanam. Shreyaha na shreyo margaha, moksha margaha, sadhanam. Na vidyate, nothing else is there other than this battle, other than the fighting in this battlefield. Kshatriya has to protect the law and order in the society. Kshatriya should protect the law and order in the society. It is your duty. Brahmana has to protect the law and order by teaching Veda Vidya, Brahma Vidya, Dharma, Dharma Shastra. Brahmana's job is everyone has to protect the society. Note the point there. Brahmanas also should protect the society. Kshatriyas also should protect the society. Vaishyas also should protect the society. Shudras also should protect the society. How? One varna by performing their duty, they are protecting the society. One varna, person belong to Brahmana varna, Kshatriya varna, Vaishya varna, Shudra varna, performing their own duties, they are protecting the society. Brahmana protecting the society by giving the Dharma Shastra, values, by teaching what is Dharma. He teaches to the people, you have to be like this, then you have a Shreyas in your life. So Brahmana protect the society by teaching. Kshatriya protects the society by keeping the law and order intact. So So he has to protect the dharma, society, the peace and harmony by implementing the dharma in the form of law and order, vidhi nishedha. Idhi pannanum ipdi pannakoodad, he commands. Brahmana teaches, kshatriya commands, order, by order, giving order. Based on what? Law. So law and order. Vaishya protects the society by producing sufficient provisions, what are all required in the society. He protects the people. If Vaishya is not there, Krishi, Gau, Raksha, Vanidyam, agriculture, who will take care of food, how you will get, how the society will be taken care of. So Vaishya also protecting the society by providing what are all required for the people. Even Shudra also very much protecting the society. These scavengers like this, if they won't come, if they do strike, you understand how much cholera, malaria, typhoid problems will come. Every day they have to come and clean the roads. And the cleaning job, all the cleaning job, suppose cleaning job, in you can clean your own house, you cannot clean the road. Suppose they are doing strike, all the street people are coming and cleaning the road, anybody? Rendu naal, moonu naal, naalu naal, oru vaaram aanal, yaar vedile varamaatare. Every one of us clean our own home, no house, but never the road. A person has to come. You cannot go outside otherwise. So how much he is helping the society, protecting the society from cholera, malaria, typhoid. Now infectious diseases will come. All sorts of cleaning, wherever that work to be taken care of, he is taken care of. Now who is important, tell me now. All are important. Which job is superior, tell me that. All are superior, nothing is inferior. That's what we hear the meaning. Shreyaha means moksha sadhanam. Kshatriyasya cha na vigrahe. Since you are a kshatriya, the battle has come here in front of you to fight here. So therefore, you have to fight. From dharmic angle also, this yuddham is proper. You have to fight. Then, fourth reason he gives in the next shloka. We will read. यदृच्छया चोपपन्नम् स्वर्गद्वारमपावृतम् सुखिनः क्षत्रियाः पार्थ लभते लभते युद्धमीदृशम् लभन्ते युद्धमीदृशम्. Fourth reason is akarane pratyavayah. Akarane pratyavayah means by non-performing that what is to be performed, non-performing that what is to be performed, it will lead to papam. It will give you papam, pratyavaya papam. You get sin in that. To avoid sin, you have to fight in the battle. See, Lord Krishna struggling to give so many reasons. Appadi paathalum yuddham pannanum, ippadi paathalum yuddham pannanum. This fourth reason, akarane pratyavayaha, vihita akarane. Vihita means that is given to you to perform. In this context, we have to know about dharma. What is the idea of dharma? Dharma interpretation. This is the context we have to see. Look into the dharma. What Lord Krishna says here, this war, yadrichaya upapannam, chopapannam, cha upapannam, chopapannam. This battle, yadrichaya, apraarthitam, without asking, without expecting, without your plan, without your plan, this yuddham has come in front of you, you have to fight in here. This opportunity, fighting in this battlefield, this opportunity, it has come without your plan and atta. Edrichaya upapannam. The description of war, here, first point, the description of war is unasked war. War that is unasked by you and atta. Edrichaya means the war which has come in front of you unasked. You are not planned. I have to go to this war, I have to fight in this war. You have not planned. Adrichaya. By chance, by chance, unasked, it has come to you. Then second description of the war is Swargadvaram apavritam idrisham yuddham. Yadrichaya upapannam idrisham yuddham. Ippidipatta oru yuddham. This type of war that which has come unasked for you, number one. Number two, the second description of war is apavritam swargadvaram. By which war, by fighting in which war, the heavenly doors are opened for you. Swargadvaram means heaven, heavenly doors, doors of that heaven, the gates of that heaven, dwaram and gates. Gates of what? Swargam, swargadvaram, heavenly gates, gateway of, gateway to heaven. Swargadvaram means it's the gateway to heaven is opened. Apavritam is opened, which is an open to a gateway to heaven. Apavritam swargadvaram. Because if you die in this battlefield, you will go to swarga. Even after ruling long time, if you go to also, you go to swarga. You are going to swarga is a definite. If you fight in this battlefield, you will go to swarga. To go to swarga, how many people are struggling doing this yaga, that yaga? So many people are struggling to go to swarga. Eppadi avu swargathukku ponanga. Without your plan, unasked, and just like that it has come in front of you, why you are missing this opportunity? Lord Krishna is telling. So therefore, if you won't do all the papame undadu. Pona panna swarga varu. Panna enna vihita karma, idu swadharma, kshatriya dharma. Panna enna varu paapam varu. Akarane prithyavaya. Panna vendiya karma, panna enna paapam undadu. What is that blessed dharma? What you are calling dharma? Chodana, lakshana, arthaha, dharmaha. Chodana, lakshana, arthaha, dharmaha. That I will explain after reading the next shloka. Now fifth reason he is giving. Fourth reason over. Akarane prityavayaha. Not performing the duty what you have to perform, if you avoid that, you will get papam. Vihita akarane. Vihita means prescribed. Akarane, not performing. Pratyavayaha means papam. You incur sin by not performing, by not fighting in this battlefield. What is the fifth reason?
Adha chetvamimam dharmyam.
Adha chetvamimam dharmyam.
Sangramam na karishyasim.
Sangramam na karishyasim.
Tata swadharmam kirtim chayam.
Tata swadharmam kirtim chayam.
Hidva papam avapsyasim.
Hidva papam avapsyasim.
Omission and commission. Omission, by omitting, not doing, also you get papam. Commission means what? Performing what is not to be done. What is not to be done is, if you perform, it is called commission. If you avoid, it is omission. Omission and commission. నిషిద్ధ కరణే పాపం అన్న పండకూడాదది పండినా కూడా పాపం వరం, పండ వేండేది పండులన్న పాపం వరం, పండకూడాదది పండినా కూడా పాపం వరం. ఏది పండకూడదు? యూ షుడ్ నాట్ రన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్. యూ షుడ్ డూ అన్నది అంగ పండ్ల అన్న అది ఒమిషన். ஓடிப்போறது என்னது? கமிஷன். பண்ணக்கூடாதது பண்ணிட்டான்னு அது பாப்போம். பண்ண வேண்டியது பண்ணலன்னு ஒமிஷன், பண்ணக்கூடாதது பண்ணிட்டான் கமிஷன். அவருக்கு கொஞ்சம் கமிஷன் வரும் இல்லையா? அசல் அது தப்பான ஒரு பிசினஸ். இந்த கமிஷன் பிசினஸே பண்ணக்கூடாது. பூர்வ காலத்துல எல்லாம் கமிஷன் பிசினஸ் தான் ரொம்ப கேவலம். இப்போது சாதாரணமா போச்சு. ஆமா, எனக்கு என்ன கமிஷன் வரும்? புரோக்கர் பேஜ் கமிஷன். இஸ் கமிஷன் பிசினஸே பண்ணவே கூடாது ஆக்சுவலா. அது வெரி வெரி லீஸ்ட் லோவஸ்ட் ஜாப் அன்னமாட. எ பர்சன் ஹூ டஸ் எ கமிஷன் ஜாப் வில் நெவர் கெட் மோக்ஷா. ஆமா, யுவர் ப்ரொஃபஷன் ஆல்சோ டிசைட்ஸ் with what attitude you are doing, what for you are doing. Why you do commission job? Tell me. எனக்கு என்ன கமிஷன் வரும்? என்ன அது கேட்கறதுக்கு ஒரு மாதிரி ஜாரிங்கா இல்லை? பட் 99% ஆஃப் பீப்புள் ஆர் டூயிங் தட் ஜாப் ஓன்லி நவேடேஸ். கமிஷன் ஜாப் ஏதாவது கொஞ்சம் நம்ம கிடைக்குமா? அதுல கஷ்டப்படாமல் இருக்கிற ஜாப் தான் கமிஷன் ஜாப். புரியுது? கமிஷனர் வேறு. ஐ எம் நாட் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் கமிஷனர். Commission job is always a job you get money without hard work. நான் இப்படி சொல்லவே இல்லை, சட்டம் வந்தது. A commission job is a job that in which you get money without any hard work. A money that which come without hard work will never bless you. It gives only a pleasure with pain. Let's say orthodox people, dharmic people, those who are all in religious people, they never go towards such a type of jobs. Whatever they get with limited, they enjoy. See the purity of the mind, how they have maintained. They have sacrificed their pleasures, their comforts. அப்போ வேண்டாம்ப்பா, நமக்கு அந்த மாதிரி ப்ரொஃபஷனுக்கு நமக்கு வேண்டாம். பண்ணட்டோம், யாராவது விஷயம் இருக்கிறது பண்ணட்டோம்னா அப்போ விடுவான். தே நெவர் பாதர். நவ பீப்புள் திங்க் அவன் என்ன பண்ணுறான், நம்ம பண்ணால் என்ன தப்பு, அந்த மாதிரி நம்ம திங்க் பண்ணுறோம். இப்போ பாருங்க, தோஸ் டேஸ் அவன் பண்ணிட்டா பண்ணட்டோம், நான் மாத்திரம் பண்ண மாட்டேன் அப்படி இருப்பான். இப்போ all are doing nowadays, all are doing it, all are doing, therefore I have to do what? Whether this is right or wrong is the question, not all are doing or some people are doing. Isn't it? On that criteria I should not choose whether to do or not. That is not the right decision. Okay? Therefore, a very thinking pattern, we have to check ourselves. So, akarane pratyavayaha, nishiddha karane paapam. Adi paapam, idhi paapam. Panna vendidhi panna anna paapam. Panna koodadhi dhali, shatri nondhi, yuddhat vandhi, oli pokoodadhi. You should not show your back, akarane. Na karane, no? That nishiddha karane paapam. Swargadvaram apavritam yuddham, if you avoid that, it gives paapam. You are not supposed to show your back. Nishiddha karane paapam. Eppadi pannaanum paapam. Pannalaanum paapam. Pannaamal oodi ponaanum paapam. Naan ooda maata panna maatane solla mudiyadhu. Edho oru pannanum. Either you have to fight here or you have to run away from the fight. Therefore, Arjuna, atha imam dharmyam. Atha chet imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi. If you do not fight in this battlefield, which is in keeping with dharma, this yuddham is in keeping with dharma. If you avoid this battle, what will happen? Tataha swadharmam kirtincha hitva. You are neglecting your swadharma, you are avoiding your swadharma, and you get papam avapsyasi. Vishiddha karane papam, vihita akarane papam. In the words, going to correct, yellamo karane karane ore maadriya irukke. Vihita akarane, vihita na prescribed injunction, that action, if you avoid papam. Nishiddha karane, prohibited action. Nishiddha karane, performing the prohibited action. What is that prohibited action? Running away from the battlefield is a prohibited action for Arjuna. Running away from the battlefield, showing back in the battlefield, that which battle? Dharma yuddham. Showing the back in the battlefield, nishiddha karane, papam avapsyasi. Vihita akarane, vihitana, it is given to you. This battle you have to fight, given to you. That if you won't do, also you get papam. So how difficult to understand dharma, you know. Let us understand now. Chodana lakshana arthaha means, chodana means a Vedic statement, injunction. Chodana, a Vedic commandment, Vedic injunction. A scriptural prescription. Scriptures prescribe, this is your duty, you have to perform. This you should not do. Vidhi nishedha. Scriptural injunction is called chodana lakshanam. Chodanam anna prescription, commandment, injunction, not injection, but injunction. Injunction. That is called chodana lakshana arthaha dharma. Enna dharma? Only commandment of Shastratanandu varada, prescription of varada, that is called chodana lakshanam arthaha dharma. That is dharma. That which Shastra prescribes, that which Shastra commands, so that which Shastra injunction. This is the first definition of dharma. Then we have to understand. Next point, in Veda Purva Bhaga of Veda, it is prescribed, dharmic way of life is prescribed. Dharmic way of life is prescribed. Or a Vedic way of life is prescribed. If from you see from the dharmic standpoint, Vedic, Veda Purva Bhaga is Dharma Shastra. We can interpret Dharma in three ways. Dharma can be interpreted in three ways. First interpretation of Dharma is from the religious angle, from different contexts if you see. Religious angle, if you see, dharma means a compulsory duty. From religious angle, if you see, dharma means compulsory duties, compulsory actions, which are all religious in nature. Compulsory duties, which are all religious in nature, or social in nature. This is one interpretation of dharma. Religious duties are there, no? If you follow some vratam, if you take some religious practices, That is called dharma, prescribed by Shastra as religious duty. Panchamahayagna is dharma. Helping other human beings, Manusha Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Deva Yajna, Pitru Yajna, Daiva Yajna, all are religious duties prescribed by Shastra, they are called dharma. Then second interpretation of dharma is, how should I look at the world or nature, people, incidents, situations, attitude? What type of attitude I have to entertain? Attitude means bhavana. What type of attitude or what type of bhavana I should entertain when I look at the nature or people or the entire world? What type of attitude is dharmic? For example, when I look at the nature with a reverential attitude, Shastra says you look at the nature, a tree or ocean or earth or sun or anything you see in the world, with a reverential attitude you have to see, not with the inimical attitude. டக்குன்னு இது சொன்னோன்னு சுவாமி அதுதானே இருக்கு சுவாமி இப்போ எனிமிக்கல் ஆட்டிடியூட் தானே இருக்காரு. அவர் மைண்ட் ஷுட் நாட் கோ தட் சைடு. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி ஷுட் நாட் சீ த நெகட்டிவ் சைடு ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட். லெட் அஸ் திங்க் இன் எ பாசிட்டிவ். சயின்டிஸ்ட் சே ஆல்வேஸ் வி வாண்ட் டு காங்கர் த நேச்சர். வி வாண்ட் டு காங்கர் த நேச்சர். தே ஆல்வேஸ் டாக் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ். In Shastra, never accept such a type of statements. Why I have to conquer the nature? Nature is as it is. You should not conquer the nature. Conquer means what? You are creating global warming. This is conquering. At the ultimate, it is like piercing your own eye with your own hand, finger. Can you? Prick your own eye with your own hand. If you want to conquer the nature, you are destroying yourself and Atma. Don't cut the trees, and our people used to Oshadi Chonam, Oshadi Devata, Vana Devata, Vriksha Devata, we say. People are cutting trees, forests, everything they are cutting. Now global warming, you know, you have saplings, everywhere you put saplings. இது பெரிய ரிவல்யூஷன். இப்போ இது எப்போ சொல்லி வச்சிருக்கேன் நம்ம பெரியவங்க எல்லாம் இவ்வளோ படிச்சு தே ஆர் ரெக்கக்னைசிங் நவ் நவ் கிரீனர். எங்கே பார்த்தாலும் கிரீனர் தான். என்னென்ன பிளாஸ்டிக் லீவ்ஸ் தே ஆர் கீப்பிங் கிரீனர். இட் கேன் நாட் கிரியேட் நவ் தட் ஃபோட்டோசிந்தசிஸ். பிளாஸ்டிக் லீவ்ஸ் கேன் நாட் கிரியேட். ஹவு மெனி ட்ரீஸ் தே ஆர் டெஸ்ட்ராயிங். What is our culture? And the Amla tree, அது என்ன உரி நெல்லி நெல்லி அதுக்கு போய் பூஜை பண்ணுவோம், வேப்ப மரத்துக்கு பூஜை பண்ணுவோம். We worship the trees. This is our culture. We never conquer, we never cut the trees. Now they are uprooting the trees. And all chemicals they are growing in the ocean. And once the animals, lot of aquatic creatures, they are dying because of these chemicals. Once they die, the entire cosmic climate will change. Now they are recognizing. By that time they have dumped everything over. Because of this solar lights, you know, so many lights, these ice glaciers are all melting. They never melt, really speaking. The Himalayan glaciers are melting because of this technology, the solar lights, overall, global warming. We are conquering the nature, no? We are destroying ourselves. So look at the nature with a reverential attitude. Therefore our people, Samudra Snanam, Samudra Pooja, Jala Pooja, in the Kanarakku kuda pooja pannuvom namu. This is our attitude. We worship everything, all panchabhutas we have to respect and we have to protect. We should not destroy the earth, we should not destroy the water, we should not pollute the air, we should not destroy the trees. So therefore respect everything in the creation, never see it, look at it as an enemy to it. Even including person, our own family member. Sometimes the fruits, bitter fruits also come. Therefore you cannot hate the tree. It is a part of the nature. Similarly, people in the society also, they have good behavior, bad behavior. So you cannot destroy, you cannot hate them. You can pray for them to change their nature. You cannot destroy. Because that is also part of nature. Therefore, I have also some wrong behavior. Maybe if they want to kill me, I'll have to go. Therefore, we should not disturb the creation. This is called attitude. This also comes under dharma. So, your attitude towards nature, people, situation, you have to understand properly in a dharmic way. Dharma drishtiya paakadume thavare, swartham ragadvesha drishtiya paakakoodu. Selfish paakakoodu. From all people angle you have to see, not from own, your own angle. Namakku enna indha kudrai paarve maari, kudrai kannu ipdi ipdi kattuva, adu ipdiye paakum. அப்படி பார்க்கக்கூடாது. பிராட் விஷன் இருக்கணும் இருக்கோமே. ஸோ பீப்புள் வென் தே லேக் பிராட் விஷன் தே பிகம் செல்ஃபிஷ். ஒன்ஸ் பீப்புள் பிகம் செல்ஃபிஷ், லாட் ஆஃப் கேஆஸ் இன் த சொசைட்டி ஃபேமிலி. அந்த செல்ஃபிஷ்னஸ் இந்த செல்ஃப்லெஸ்னஸ் வரணும். அதுதான் ஆட்டிடியூட், தர்மான ஆட்டிடியூட்ஸ். Therefore, what I have to say, the entire creation is my friend. The nature is my friend. Tree is my friend. Sun is my friend. Water is my friend. Who is not my friend? Right side neighbor is my friend. Left side neighbor is my friend. Front side neighbor is also friend. Back side friend. Everybody different. Then you are a mature person. You have to maintain that harmony, harmonious relation. Then you can live happily. Illa right side neighbor is not good, left side neighbor is not good, back side neighbor is not good, front side neighbor is not. Can you stay there happily, peacefully? And then never develop any vengeance or revenge towards others, hatred or inimical attitude, never develop. And never think that they have inimical attitude also. Adhu kuda think pannakoodadhu. அவனுக்கு இருக்கா இனிமேக்கிற ஆட்டிடியூட் இல்லையான்னு கூட நான் திங்க் பண்ண வேண்டிய தேவையே இல்லை. ஐ வாண்ட் டு பி ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி, தட்ஸ் ஆல். இட் இஸ் தேர் ப்ராப்ளம், தே ஆர் நாட் ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி, இட் இஸ் தேர் ப்ராப்ளம். சுவாமி நீங்க ரொம்ப அட்வான்ஸ்டு இல்லை. இப்படிதான் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இப்படிதான் இருக்கணும். இதுதான் நார்மலா, இப்படி இருந்தா தான் ஹியூமன் பீயிங். அதர்வைஸ் வி ஆர் ஆல் டைகர்ஸ் வித் ஹியூமன் ஃபேஸ். We are all like lions with human face. We are all scorpions with human face. We are all like cobras with human face. This is called mask. This face will become what? Mask. Ulla pulla enna scorpion buddhi, tiger buddhi, lion buddhi ulla. Vellila mathram fair and lovely. Nalla alagana or face. Edhukappa andha face enna? உள்ள இருக்கிற புத்தி, மானவ புத்தி, ஹியூமன் நேச்சர் இருக்கிறவப்பா. அது உனக்கு நல்லது, மற்றவங்களுக்கு நல்லது. இல்லைன்னா யூ லூஸ் த பீஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் அண்ட் அர்த்தம். திஸ் இஸ் த ஒன் ஆங்கிள். ஸோ வனஸ்பதி தேவதா, சூரிய தேவதா, பூ தேவதா. இது என்ன, நான் எதுவும் புதுசாக சொல்லணும்னு நினைக்காது. இது எல்லாம் சொல்லி வச்சிருக்கா சாஸ்திரம் தான். நான் அப்புறம் ஷேர் பண்ணிக்கிறேன் உங்க கூட, அவ்வளோதான். This is already said in our scriptures. The prayer is again, Shanno Mitrasyam Varunaha, Shanno Bhavatvar Yamaha, Shanna Indra Prahaspatihi, Shanno Vishnu Rukramaha, Namo Brahmani Namaste Vayo Dvamiva Pratiksham Brahmasi. In the prayer part. Next one, values. You can interpret dharma from the standpoint of values, various values to be followed. It is called dharma. Speak truth, the value. Speak truth means avoid soft lies, avoid any soft lies. போய் சொல்லாதே என்னது தர்மம். வாட் ஐ டோன்ட் லைக் அதர்ஸ் டு டூ டு மீ ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டூ டு அதர்ஸ். வாட் ஐ டோன்ட் லைக் அதர்ஸ் டு டூ டு மீ ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டூ டு அதர்ஸ். ஐ டோன்ட் லைக் அதர்ஸ் டு சே லைஸ் டு மீ, தேர்ஃபார் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் சே லைஸ். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கெட் ஹர்ட், தேர்ஃபார் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் ஹர்ட். திஸ் கால்ட் வேல்யூ. ஸோ வேல்யூ ஆல்சோ கேன் பி கால்ட் அஸ் தர்ம. Attitude also can be called as dharma. Then religious duties are also called dharma. Then there is dharma can be divided into two. Next point. Dharma can be divided into two parts. One is samanya dharma, number two is vishesha dharma. சாமானிய தர்ம மீன்ஸ் ஜெனரல் யூனிவர்சல் காமன் அர்த்தம், விச் இஸ் காமன் டு ஆல் பீப்புள். விசேஷ தர்ம மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பெசிபிக், ஸ்பெசிபிக் தர்ம, ஸ்பெசிபிக் டியூட்டி. ஜெனரல் டியூட்டி சொல்றோம் இல்லையோ, ஜெனரல் டியூட்டி, காமன் டியூட்டி, யூனிவர்சல் டியூட்டி வேறு. Taking care of old parents, universal duty or a specific duty? Universal duty. Common duty of every son and daughter. Taking care of old parents. It is a common duty. So some specific duties are there. Kshatriya is to fight in the battle. It is a specific duty. Brahmana, specific duty, he is teaching his specific duty. Speaking truth, avoidance of life is common to Brahmana and Kshatriya. Vaishya, Shudra also, avoidance of lies, avoidance of violence, common to all people in that. But there are some exceptions, Vishesha Dharma, specifically given to some people. Kshatriya can violate that non-violence. Kshatriya is permitted. For what? He can do himsa. Dharmic himsa he can do. Apat dharmam chulva. It is called apat dharmam. Apat varad. The Duryodhana, he is doing lot of atrocities. Apat. Apat tha illiya. Such a type of Kamsa, Duryodhana, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, all these people are apat. அந்த ஆபத்து இருக்கும்போது என்ன பண்ணணும், யூ ஹேவ் டு டேக் அப் எ வெப்பன். தட்ஸ் வை அவர் காட்ஸ் அண்ட் காடஸஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஹாப்பிலி ஹோல்டிங் த வெப்பன்ஸ் அண்ட் வி கால் தேம் வித் தட் திரிசூல தாரி. அம்பாள் அஷ்டபுஜாதேவி, இதுக்கு போய் அஷ்டபுஜா ரெண்டு கை போகாது. வை ஷீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் எயிட் ஹேண்ட்ஸ், ஷீ ரிக்வயர் எயிட் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் டு டெஸ்ட்ராய் தமன்ஸ். That's why each hand she is having lot of weapons. One Abhay Hasta, other hands are all weapons. One Gada, one Sulam, one Trishulam, one axe, so many other weapons are there. We are worshipping her to destroy adharmic people. So exception, Vishesha Dharma, Kshatriyas, he can violate the non-violence and the rule is he can violate. Brahmana should not go and fight. Brahmana is not supposed to fight. Kshatriya permitted. That is a Vishesha Dharma. Brahmana Dharma is a teaching. Kshatriya Dharma is fighting. Therefore, police has got a right to beat the person if anybody violates. You are not supposed to beat. If you beat, they will take you to that jail. No? You have the right only to complain in the police station. You should not interfere in the law and order. The law and order, they only can interfere. You are not permitted. They are permitted. தெரியுது. அதுதான் விசேஷ தர்மம். அது இப்போ நம்ம விசேஷ தர்மம் என்னன்னு புரிஞ்சுக்கணும், சாமானிய தர்மம் என்னன்னு புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். இது புரியாமலே குழப்பம் சொசைட்டில என்ன கன்ஃபியூஷனோ கன்ஃபியூஷனோ. ஸோ விசேஷ தர்ம இஸ் அதர்வைஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் ஸ்வதர்ம. என்ன ஸ்வதர்மம் ஸ்வதர்மம்னா என்னதான் ஸ்வதர்மம் என்ன? விசேஷ தர்ம இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்வதர்ம. மை ஓன் டியூட்டி, கிவன் டியூட்டி as a mother, duty towards my children, as a father, my duty towards the children, as a son or a daughter, my duty towards my parents. It's a given duty. Like that, there are some duties, common duties are there, specific duties are there. Adhu idu mix panna kuda. So this is about a bifurcation of dharma, a classification of dharma. Another important point we have to note, dharma, ahimsa paramo dharma, non-violence is the supreme, the highest, greatest dharma, ahimsa paramo dharma, that rarely implemented. If that is ahimsa paramo dharma means non-violence should be practiced, eppo. All the time, everywhere, Shastra says no. No dharma is absolute. It is a relative. Absolute means 24 hours, 360 days, lifelong you have to follow parama, ahimsa paramo dharma. Some people have misinterpreted that ahimsa paramo dharma and they have misinterpreted, they are misleading the society. என்ன சரியா புரிஞ்சுக்கல, மகாபாரதமே புரியல, தர்மம் என்ன புரியும்? ஈவன் தே ஆர் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் அவர் காட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ப்ராப்பர்லி. இப் அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்மமா இஃப் யூ டேக் லிட்ரலி, திங்க் கேர்ஃபுல்லி ஹியர். இஃப் அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்ம நான் வைலன்ஸ் இஸ் த சுப்ரீம் தர்ம லிட்ரலி இஃப் யூ டேக் அண்ட் இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட், நன் ஆஃப் அவர் காட்ஸ் ஷுட் ஹோல்ட் ஆன் எனி வெபன். None of our gods should hold on any weapon. Remove all weapons from the gods' hands. Kodanda Rama, remove. Kodanda remove, Rama irukita. Chakram, Sudarshana Chakram in Lord Krishna's hand, remove. Hey, ipudha irukku chakram illam. Murukada telipadum. Mar chakram. You have to remove. If you take ahimsa paramo dharma, literally you should not keep any weapon in your hand. That's why Swami, we are keeping flute Krishna. Flute Krishna also is there, Sudarshana Krishna also is there. You take muruga. Muruga is a weapon? Veil. And veil, veil muruga. Edhukappa veil. Well, Murga is so powerful that he has destroyed them. What Rakshasa? Sura. Sura, Padma Sura, Samhara. That is very new story. Parama, Dharma, Ahimsa. Same we have interpreted today's also, nowadays also. If anyone, they are behaving a dharmic way, we have to punish them. That is why Rama, Tyagaraja sang one song, Sama Dana Veda Danda Chetura. Sarasa Sama Dana Veda Danda Chetura. Hey Rama, you are very very talented. In what? In Sama Dana Veda Danda. You know when to use the Sama? Namakade theriyadhu. Selavaga adu kirtane theriyadhu. கீர்த்தனம் தெரியலன்னா கூட இது வந்து நீதி. சாமதான வேத தண்ட. யூ வாண்ட் டு டீச் எ லெசன் டு எ அதார்மிக் பர்சன், தேர் ஆர் ஃபோர் மெத்தட்ஸ். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் வாட் தர்மா, யூ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் இட் அஸ் அப்சல்யூட். வாட் தர்மா? ஈவன் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத், ஆல்வேஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்பீக் ட்ரூத். யூ ஷுட் நாட் ஸ்பீக் ஆல் த டைம், இட் இஸ் நாட் அப்சல்யூட். you have to say lies when it is required. When it is required, you have to say lies. Not for your sake, for the sake of world. Dharmaputra did that. Not understanding properly, that's why I say, எல்லாருமே இந்த பாரதம் ராமாயணம் படிக்கணும். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சரியாக படிக்கணும். ஃபஸ்ட்டு படிக்கிறதே இல்லை, அப்புறம் சரியாக படிக்கணும். இந்த புக்ஸ் கண்டிப்பாக படித்து தான் ஆகணும். தெரியலன்னா தர்மமே தெரியாது. தர்மா இஸ் நெவர் அப்சல்யூட், இட் கேன் சேஞ்ச் டு டைம் டு டைம். டைம் டு டைம் இட் கேன் பி சேஞ்ச். ஹவுனா சப்போஸ் யூ வாண்ட் டு பனிஷ் எ பர்சன், first of all you should not take danda. Straight away you should not take violent method. There is a first method, sama. You first tell him, you send two letters, three letters, don't do this, don't do this, this is not right, this is not right, this is adharmic. This is the first method, sama. Then dana. If you fail sama, sama anna convincing the other person, ரெண்டு வாட் சொல்லுவாங்க, இது தப்பு அப்பா, இது பண்ணக்கூடாது, இது தப்பு பண்ணாதுன்னு, ஓஹோ அப்படியா தப்பா அப்படின் ஸ்டாப் பண்ணுவான். சாமன்னு சாமன் மெல்லமாக சொல்லி சொல்லி அவன் இது தப்பனே அவனுக்கு புரிய வைக்கணும், அப்படி பண்ணணும். இப்போ ஃபெயில் இன் தட் சப்போஸ், ஸ்டில் ஹீஸ் கண்டினியூயிங், ஸ்டில் ஹீஸ் கண்டினியூயிங் சப்போஸ் தட் ராங் ஆக்ஷன், அதார்மிக் ஆக்ஷன். தானம், யூ யூ சம் கிஃப்ட்ஸ், you give certain, some money or give something for him to appease him, to make him happy. That is called dana. Sama means peaceful dialogue. Dana means by giving something for that person. Dana. Bheda means third method. If you dana also fail, he has taken everything from you. After all, when change for money, you know, when you give sir, adhi idhi kudutam. Suppose he wants money, I give money. Adhi idhi lenna, you know, continue pandinne irkanna, Bheda, I have to weaken that person. What are all the resources he is having to do all adharmic actions, to do all atrocities, what are all supporting sources for him? I have to cut. I have to disconnect them from him. That's what, when they are catching Saddam Hussein, they did all these methods. Everywhere you have to do. You are not supposed to kill straight away. This is the strategy, this is the method all over the world. They have to follow. First, Sama, Cholli Papa. Dialogue. Dana. You know, what do you want to do? Kekala. Bheda. Weakening all his resources, his power, his all amenities, we have to weaken. This is a war strategy, sir. Appo kuda kekala, still he is weakened, he is not coming down. Na panna, that's what Rama said. Enna iniki poi naalaiku va, ennadu sama daata veda veda weaken that all armies of Ravana, still he is coming next day. அப்ப என்ன பண்ணிட்டார் ராமன், எடு கோதண்டம் பண்ணார், தண்ட பனிஷ்மெண்ட், ஹைனம், ஹைனம் ரிசார்ட். தட்ஸ் வை நெவர் டேக் அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்ம. யூ கேன் த்ரெட்டன் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் இஃப் யூ டோன்ட், இஃப் யூ டேம்பர் த சில்ட்ரன், சில்ட்ரன் வில் கோ அதார்மிக் வே. குழந்தைக்கு பயம் இருக்கணும், அம்மா அப்பா எல்லாம் பயம் இருக்கணும். தார்மிக் வே யூ ஹாவ் டு சில்ட்ரன். For example, doctor, equivalent I used to give this example. Now, a clear example. Suppose a patient went to a doctor. Doctor, I have a problem in my... Suppose sudden accident, you know, either the viral kedayate, kaaluk viral kedayate. And the problem is, it has got gangrene, you know, infection. Doctor says, this part, if I remain in your body, if it is remain in your body, it destroys the entire body. So this person says, oh, doctor, you please remove that part. They remove that foot or hand or leg or, you know, something you have to remove. But person survives. Doctor has to do what? Amputation. இதை ஹெல் டு ரிமூவ் இதை விரல கால என்ன ரிமூவ் பண்ணால் தான் இந்த உயிர் இருக்குமோ அதை பார்த்து டாக்டர் ஹேஸ் டு ஆம்புடேட். When he amputates the leg or hand, in the person என்ன பண்ணுவார், he gives lakhs and lakhs of rupees to the doctor, thousands suppose, he gives and come back and says what? அந்த கடவுளே டாக்டர் வந்து கடவுள் கடவுள் கால் எடுத்துட்டார் பாவம் கையை எடுத்துட்டார் ஏதோ ஆக்சிடென்ட்ல போயிடுது பட் ஹி சேஸ் த டாக்டர் இஸ் காட் என்னாச்சு அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்ம ஹிம்ச தானே ஆம்புடேஷன் ஹிம்ச தானே ஹர்டிங் தானே தட் இஸ் நெசசரி ஈவில் சொல்லுவா பாருங்க நெசசரி ஈவில் நெசசரி வைலன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் பர்மிட்டட் அந்த அதர் ஹேண்ட் யூ கிவ் மணி ஆல்சோ ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் மணி எல்லாம் கொடுத்துட்டு வரோம் இது கால் கை எடுத்து நினைக்க சப்போஸ் யூ ரிமூவ் சர்டன் ஆர்கான்ஸ் இன் த பாடி வென் தே ஆர் கிவிங் ப்ராப்ளம் வில் கிவ் மணி டு த டாக்டர் ஹி இஸ் பர்மிட்டட் இட்ஸ் அன் எக்ஸெப்ஷன் லைக் தட் நெவர் டேக் தர்ம அப்சல்யூட் பீப்புள் டு நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வாட் புத்தா டிட் திஸ் ஒன் He took non-violence paramo dharmaha literally and he said all his followers when invaders came to this country they are destroying our cows, our women and they are destroying our temples they are doing that time Buddha propagated ahimsa paramo dharmaha wrong time wrong way he has interpreted dharma this ahimsa That is why till today our country is suffering. Because of that propagation, all rulers dropped their weapons. Ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Therefore, I don't want to fight Mongolians. I don't want to fight with Kushans. I don't want to fight with what Arab, what they came from, Mughals. They all dropped their weapons. Once they have dropped their weapons, what they did? They have looted our temples, the money, everything they have looted. That's why we will never worship Buddha in this country. கேட்கறதுக்கு கஷ்டமா இருக்கும் நமக்கு Everybody is worshipping Buddha in other countries, but we never worship. Because he has misinterpreted non-violence at wrong time. Therefore, any person, whoever interpreted it, dharma wrong way, that person do not know. And because of that people, they are very popular, interpreted, misled the society. Society is suffering now. Krishna never left the Sudarshana Chakra. He said, I am not going to fight in the battlefield. At one point he took that, he want to violate that. That's why learn Krishna's strategy. That is the shame for the country. For your family also. Okay? So therefore never blame our Ramayana Bharata. If anybody blames, you have to blast. Okay? If anybody, if you have to blast, you should know. Namakke theriyadhu. They say Ramayana Bharata cock and bull stories. And the Amma. In the Amma. Man, go to mother. You also. Just listening to them. That's why the day we have left Ramayana, Bharata, reading, understanding Bhagavatam, the greatness of the valors, the rulers, the dharma, every character lived according to dharma. Therefore, I request all of you read at least now. Buy the books and give to your children. Otherwise, dharma confusion will come, decision making confusion will come in your life. That's why Shastram eva raksha. Shasanat trayate iti Shastram. In the Shastram undi, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Bharatam, Bhagavad Gita, vanni Vedatthinude saranda. And the Shastram enna pandrathu? Commands you, protects you. If you leave that Shastram, who is there to Shasanam? Namak commandment engyoram? Who will protect us? That's why never be materialistic. Be pragmatic. That's what Lord Krishna says. Arjuna, from pragmatic angle, practical angle you have to see. Otherwise people talk about you are a timid fellow. From Laukika angle he is going to give love. Next reason that comes in the next shloka we will see later.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.
ஹரி ஓம். Those who have given the donations, please come and collect the receipts. Chellamal, Shakuntala, Veetha Devarajan, Vasantha Ranjanathan, Devarajan.